This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
Can't Conquer Carson is sponsored by Subaru. The Subaru of New England, Washington's birthday sales event is here. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com.
We got lucky on your birthday.
Hi.
Hi.
Who are you talking to?
This is Darlene.
Hi, Darlene. Carson, say what's up to Darlene from Littleton.
Good morning, Darlene.
Good morning, Carson. How are you?
I'm great. Is there somebody in your car that has a birthday today?
Oh, yes. How do you know? My son, Owen.
How old is Owen?
Owen is 17.
What's up, Owen?
How are we doing?
I knew that big voice was coming.
That's
in.
A whole man right there.
Yeah, that is.
Well, hopefully you guys start his birthday with $100.
Well, I can't believe we got through. We try almost every morning on the way to school, and today's our lucky day.
Right, can you both please kick Carson out of the studio?
All right, Carson, would you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck, Darlene. Good luck, Owen.
Thank you. You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson, you're going to win $100. Are you ready?
We are ready.
Question 1. Dr. John Kellogg was born today back in 1852. He started the Kellogg's cereal brand. Which Kellogg cereal has the slogan, "They're great"?
Frost. Blake.
Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban's home was burglarized. Kidman and Urban live in which country where they are both from?
Australia.
The 48th season of Survivor premieres tonight at 8 p.m. on CBS. Who has hosted Survivor since its inception?
Jeff Prost.
Jeff Prost.
How are you saying that last name?
P-R-O-B-S-T.
All right, then you spelled it. We'll give that to you. Question 4.
Okay,
a marketing firm says Taylor Swift brings in $1 billion of publicity to the NFL. Even when she was booed at the Super Bowl, it was good for business because it kept the conversation going. She should really bill them. What is Taylor Swift's most recent album?
Owen,
I can do it with a broken heart.
And question number 5. Chris Pratt says his wife, Katherine Schwarzenegger, inherited her dad, Arnold's toughness, saying as a parenting team, she is more of the authoritarian. Who is Katherine's mom?
The dark-haired woman. Oh, my goodness.
Your inner monologue is fun.
I'm sorry.
It's great.
Jackie O.
All right, let's get Carson back in the studio. Carson! You guys doing anything for Owen's birthday?
Well, he's going to school, and then we're going to celebrate later tonight.
Nice. Where do you go to school, Owen?
I go to BBNN in Cambridge.
BBNN. That is a very nice school.
All right, Carson. Yeah. So Darlene and Owen, they got 3 out of 5 correct.
Nice.
Are you ready?
Yay! Okay.
That is really good.
Dr. John Kellogg was born today back in 1852. He started the Kellogg cereal brand.
Okay.
Which Kellogg cereal has the slogan, "They're great"?
Frosted Flakes, Dan. All-time classic. Top five cereal of all time.
Ooh, I don't... I'll derail the whole show. Question number 2. Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban's home was burglarized.
Oh.
Kidman and Urban live in which country where they are both from?
Australia.
That is correct. 2-2. The 48th season of Survivor premieres tonight at 8 p.m. on CBS.
Okay.
Who has hosted Survivor since its inception?
Jeff Probst.
That is correct. 3-3. A marketing firm says Taylor Swift brings in $1 billion of publicity to the NFL.
I believe
just
that.
By being there.
Yeah.
Even when she was booted at the Super Bowl, it was good for business because it keeps the conversation going.
Of course.
She should charge them. What is Taylor's most recent album called?
Let's see. Her most recent album? Is that Midnights?
TTPD, baby. The Tortured Poets Department.
I forgot about that.
Give me your Swiftie card.
I got to give you back my sweatshirt. God.
3-3 going to question number 5. Chris Pratt says his wife, Katherine Schwarzenegger, inherited her dad, Arnold's toughness, saying as a parenting team, she is the authority.
Okay.
Who is Katherine's mom?
That is... Maria Shriver?
Look at you. That is correct. 4-3.
Yes.
I had to think about it for a minute.
Of the Kennedy clan, yes.
Yes, of course, of course.
Congratulations, Carson. You get the dub, 4-3.
Wow.
You don't want Owen to have a happy birthday.
Listen, we can't say it. Damn. Now we're going to get in trouble. We are not allowed to use the words happy birth or day on the air. We don't own the rights to this, so.
Nah, put it on my tab.
Okay, good deal.
Darlene, is there anything the two of you would like to say before we get out of here?
Well, it looks like Darlene and Owen from Littleton cannot conquer Carson.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Oh, no, no, no. You can't conquer Carson. You can't conquer Carson. No.
Campy Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. The Subaru of New England, Washington's birthday sales event lasts all month long. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson, say what's up to Tina from Melrose.
Tina, what's going on?
Hello. I'm pulled over, ready to play.
Melrose is home to my favorite Mexican restaurant of all time.
Yes, you talk about it, and we love that restaurant,
too. It is on my brain 24/7. In fact, my wife and I were just talking about it the other day. We haven't been in, like, probably 2 months. We need our Mexico.
Yeah, the refried beans.
Never
so
had,
good.
Oh, I didn't even know they had food. I just go for the margaritas.
Oh.
They have food?
All right, Tina, can you please kick Carson out of the studio?
All right, Carson, will you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck, Tina.
Thank you.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson. We're going to give you $100. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
The 10,000th episode of The Price is Right airs today. Over the years, 75,000 different people have been told to come on down. Who has hosted the most Price is Right episodes over the show's history?
Bob Barker.
Bill Belichick went viral for attending a UNC basketball game with his girlfriend and then falling asleep in the middle of it because he's a man in his 70s and that's what they do. What are UNC's athletic teams called?
Oh... I don't know.
All right, question number 3. A list of movies that define millennials includes Mean Girls, Superbad, The Mummy, and Harry Potter. In Superbad, where is McLovin's fake ID from?
Illinois?
Question number 4. Nate Ruhs turns 43 today. He was the lead singer of this band, also featuring Jack Antonoff. Take a listen to their biggest hit and then name the band. Tonight.
Yeah.
Can you name that band?
I'm drawing a blank.
And question number five. Warner Brothers Studio is asking a town in Oklahoma to get rid of its 40-foot-tall giant leg lamp replica statue because it violates their copyright and trademark infringement. Which classic holiday film has a leg lamp as a running gag?
These questions are hard today. I don't know. I got a lot of questions answered correct yesterday, but not today.
You know, we hear it's always harder when you're on the radio.
The pressure is on.
Let's get Carson back in the studio. Carson! Remix.
That was fast. And Kennedy always says if it's fast, they do well.
Well, not all the time.
Oh, okay.
Tina from Melrose got 1 out of 5 correct.
Hi, Chihuahua.
Suits!
The Mexican suits.
Yeah, you can drown your sorrows in Mexico Lindo.
Sounds good.
Carson, are you ready?
Yes. I always go for the, what is it they bring when it's still sizzling in the little...
It's fajitas.
The fajitas are so good at Mexico Lindo. All right, 1 out of 5. Let's do it.
Question number one. The 10,000th episode of The Price is Right airs today.
Wow.
Over the years, 75,000 people have been told to come on down.
Okay.
Who has hosted the most Price is Right episodes over the show's history?
Wow. That's kind of that's like a 50-50, isn't it? I mean, Bob...
No, there's an answer.
I know, but I'm just saying, that's a tough question. I'm going to say... Well, I'm going to say Bob Barker right now. Okay.
Yeah, it's not even close.
It's Bob not? Barker.
Yeah.
Okay.
He hosted for 35 years.
Did he really? Mm-hmm. I just wasn't sure how long Drew Carey had been there.
Less than 20 so far.
Oh.
Bill Belichick went viral for attending a UNC basketball game with his girlfriend and then falling asleep in the middle of it.
He nodded off. He's a little tired.
Yeah, it's just grandpa things.
I mean, look at his 24-year-old girlfriend. If I were that age, I'd be tired too.
What are UNC athletic teams called?
The Tar Heels, Dan.
That is correct. 2-1. A list of movies that define millennials includes Mean Girls, Superbad, The Mummy, and Harry Potter. Where is McLovin's fake ID from in Superbad?
Oh. His fake ID. I don't know. Illinois.
Hawaii.
Hawaii. That's right.
Old enough to party.
That's right. That's right.
2-1. Question number 4. Nate Roos turns 43 today. He was the lead singer of this band, also featuring Jack Antonoff. Take a listen to their biggest hit and then name them, please.
Tonight, we are young.
So let's set the world on fire. We can burn brighter than the sun.
That is fun, period.
That is correct, period.
You know that Jack Antonoff produced Taste from Sabrina Carpenter?
No.
Yeah.
Basically, every pop hit of the last decade is Jack Antonoff or Benny Blanco.
Yep.
Question number 5. Warner Brothers Studio is asking a town in Oklahoma to get rid of its 40-foot-tall giant leg lamp because it violates their copyright and trademarks. Which classic holiday movie has a leg lamp in the window as a running gag?
Is that Home Alone? Oh, wait. Not Home Alone. Elf. Bad Santa. Die Hard.
A Christmas Story.
Oh, God, I'm an idiot.
It says Fragile. It must be Italian.
It must be Italian.
3-1 is the final score.
Oh, my gosh.
Tina, unfortunately, we cannot give you $100 of Sal's money, but we do appreciate you calling in and hanging out with us.
All right. Thank you.
Is there anything
you
would like?
I'll see you at Mexico Lindo. Carson.
People are now texting in their favorite dishes from Mexico Lindo. Somebody said the chicken tortilla soup is amazing also.
The more you know. #NotAnAd.
#NotAnAd.
Tina, what do you want to say before we get out of here?
My name is Tina from Melrose, and I can't conquer Carson.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't Beat Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. The Subaru of New England, Washington birthday sales event is here. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson, say what's up to JC from Boston.
JC, what is going on?
Good morning, Carson.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Is this JC, my friend JC?
Your friend JC.
What's up? I was just texting with JC yesterday, as a matter of fact.
No collusion here, though.
No, no collusion.
Well, now you're mortal enemies.
Yes. JC is wicked smart. I don't know if I like this or not.
Well, let's see if we can give away some of Sal's money.
All right.
JC, can you kick Carson out of the studio?
Carson, please leave the studio.
All right. Good luck, JC.
You too, buddy.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than apparently your buddy. You get $100. He doesn't have a record or a big board, but he wins more than he loses. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Question number one. Johnny Cash was born today in 1932. Johnny Cash was known as the man in blank.
In black.
Dr. John Kellogg was born today back in 1852. He started the Kellogg cereal brand. Which Kellogg cereal has Toucan Sam as a mascot?
Fruit Loops.
A teaser for season 5 of You has dropped online. Who is the main character of the show, You?
Joe Goldberg.
You got someone in the car helping you out?
Yeah, my son, Charlie.
There you go. Tag team back again. Question number 4.
Exactly.
Due to high demand, the When We Were Young Festival featuring Blink-182, Panic at the Disco, and Avril Lavigne has added a second date. Which of those three acts sings the song, I Write Sins, Not Tragedies?
Panic at the Disco.
Panic at the Disco.
Smart kid, that, Charlie. At question number 5, Lionel Messi says it's flattering to be name-dropped in so many songs. He is widely considered to be the greatest soccer player of all time and even won the last World Cup for his country. Which country is that?
Argentina.
All right, let's get Carson Argentina. Back in the studio. Carson! He's looking at his phone. He's not paying attention. There we go. Welcome back. You're like just a butterfly floating through life.
I know. No, I was
just like shiny thing.
Move quickly. Sorry, got distracted in there.
So JC from Boston, who had a lot of help from his son Charlie, the brains of the operation, really.
Oh yeah,
he got most of them.
Charlie's wicked smart.
Yeah. They got 5 out of 5 correct.
No, that's not fair.
Oh whoa,
that's unfair, Charlie. I thought we were guys. I thought we were boys, Charlie.
Tragic.
So Carson, I am not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong, because
no?
Some guy that usually sits here always goes, it adds to the suspense.
Okay.
So we'll find out if that's true.
All right. Let's do it.
Question number 1. Johnny Cash was born today in 1932. Johnny Cash was best known as the man in blank.
Black.
Ding. Dr. John. You don't get to insert dings. I am the captain now.
Sorry.
Dr. John Kellogg was born today back in 1852. He started the Kellogg cereal brand. Which Kellogg cereal has Toucan Sam as their mascot?
I was just pausing for dramatic effect. That's Fruit Loops, Dan.
I was going to say half your diet is cereal.
No, I know. I was just kidding.
Question number 3. A teaser for season 5 of You has dropped online. What is the name of the main character of the show, You?
I don't know if I know the character's name or the actor's name. The only name I know is Joe Goldberg. And so I think that's the actor's name. I don't think that's the character's name.
We'll find out. Due to high demand, the When We Were Young Festival featuring Blink-182, Panic at the Disco, and Avril Lavigne has added a second date. Which of those three acts sings the song, I Write Sins, Not Tragedies?
Panic at the Disco.
And question number 5. Lionel Messi says it's flattering to be name-dropped in so many songs. He is widely considered to be the greatest soccer player of all time and even won the last World Cup for his country. Mm-hmm. Which country is that?
Lionel Messi. See. Is it Portugal or Brazil? I think Portugal I'm going to go with.
All right, let's go through all your answers. You said Johnny Cash is known as the man in black. Mm-hmm. Ding.
Yep.
Fruit Loops, Toucan Sam, that is correct. 2-2. Mm. Who is the main character of You? You said Joe Goldberg.
Right.
That is correct.
Oh.
The actor's name is Penn Badgley.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Wow, what a guess.
Question number 4, you said Panic at the Disco. That is correct.
Yeah, I get the last one wrong.
And question number 5, which country is Lionel Messi from? You said Portugal.
Yeah. Brazil. Spain. France. United States of America. Canada. Mexico. Finland.
New Jersey.
Argentina.
Oh, man, Argentina. Oh.
Congratulations, JC and Charlie.
Oh, nice job, guys.
Charlie did all the work.
Oh, yeah. That is unfair. That is unfair.
You're going to get the $100 for defeating Carson.
Oh, that is so good. I'm going to get getting it. You all right over there, Dan?
I'm dying. Before I choke to death, Carson, is there anything you want to say?
Yes. My name is Carson. I am from God's country, Charlestown. And I can't conquer JC or Charlie or the whole crew.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.